نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد سورة الغاشيه اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل اتاك حديث الغاشيه وجوه يومئذ خاشعه عامله ناصبه تسلى نارا حاميه تسقى من عين آنيه ليس لهم طعام الا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع صدق الله العظيم. Has there come to you the story of the enveloper, the overwhelming ghashiya, the day, you know, which will cover all mankind, the day of resurrection? Wujuhun yawmaydin khashiya, many faces on that day shall be downcast. Amilatun nasibah, laboring and tired, exhausted. Tasla naran hamiyah, entering into the scorching fire. Tusqa min aynin aniyah, made to drink from a boiling fountain. A fountain of boiling water. لَيْسَ لَهُمْ طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ضَرِيعٍ. They will have no food except bitter thorns. لَا يُسْمِنُ وَلَا يُغْنِي مِنْ جُوعٍ. Neither nourishing nor satisfying the hunger. وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاعِمَةٌ. On the contrary, many faces on that day shall be delighted. لِسَعْيِهَا رَاضِيَةٌ. They'll be very much pleased with the results of their endeavors when they will see the result that they are going to get for whatever they did in the past life. They'll be pleased with it. Fi jannatin aliya, in a very high garden. La tasma'u fiha laghiya, they will not hear there even any vain talk. A cultured person doesn't like to even listen to gossips and vain talks. Fiha aynun jariya, in that there is a flowing fountain. Fiha sururun marfu'a, there are raised couches. Waqwabun mawdu'a, and goblets arranged in order. Wa namariqu masfufa, and cushions set in rows. وَذَرَابِيُّ مَبْسُوسَ, and carpets spread out. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. So, do they not look at the camels, how they are created? All these creations are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for the Arabs, you know, these four things, they were mostly before their eyes. They kept traveling, and when they traveled, they used to be on the horses, on the backs of the camels. Under them is the earth, over them the sky, and to right or left of them, the mountains. Because this Hijaz, you know, is a mountainous country, so the journey used to be in the valleys. Valley is between two mountains, to right of them, mountain, to the left of them, mountain. So these four things especially, they are mentioned here. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. So, do they not look at the camel, how they are created, how they are fitting with the environment, their bodies, their physiology, absolutely suits the environment in which it has to live. وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ, and to the heaven, how it is raised high. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ, and to the mountains, to their left and right, how they have been fixed. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ, and to the earth beneath them, how it has been spread out. فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ. So Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you go on admonishing them, reminding them, inviting them to see all these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These signs are everywhere in the universe. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ And even within yourselves. فَذَكِّرْ So you go on reminding them, go on admonishing them. لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيَتِرْ You are not a warder over them. You are not responsible for them. Your function is to convey the message and to admonish them. Now, this point, I think, must be cleared. That the two levels are different. At the individual level, no man has ever been compelled to accept Islam and will never be compelled to accept Islam. لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي. Individuals, this is the rule. But the system, for that, the rule is absolutely converse. If the believers have power and they let the system of falsehood remain, then they are not loyal to the truth. If they have power, they have to uproot the wrong system and establish the deen of Allah, which is the just system of life. If they don't have power, okay, then they have to continue the effort to get that power. The dawah, the training, the organization, all that, what for? So that you have that power, that strength with which you can change the system. So for changing the system, power has to be used. We shall apply coercion. If we have power, we shall use it. But not for compelling any individual to accept Islam as a mazhab. فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ So you go on reminding them and admonishing them. لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْتِرْ You are not a warder over them. إِلَّا مَنْ تَوَلَّى وَكَفَرْ But whosoever turns back and disbelieves, فَيُعَذِّبُهُ اللَّهُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَكْبَرْ Then Allah will chastise him with the greatest chastisement. Why greatest? Because Muhammad is the greatest caller towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the greatest prophet of Allah, greatest messenger of Allah. Quran is the last and the greatest word of Allah. Now even if all these things they don't believe, so they deserve the greatest punishment. Inna ilayna iyabahum, verily, to us is their return. They can't go anywhere else. They have to come to us. Summa inna alayna hisabahum. Then on us, upon us, is their accounting and reckoning. It's our duty to tell them this is your account. This is the credit, this is the discredit. Here also you saw, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ And because the sermon of Jummah is for tazkir. There is a hadith in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, rahimahullah. كَانَ لِلنَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خُطْبَتَانْ For the Prophet, there were two khutbas, just as we have today, all the imams, khatibs, two khutbas, they sit in between them. يَجْلِسُ بَيْنَهُمَا Used to sit and for some time between the two. كَانَ يَقْرَوْ آيَاتِ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ وَيُذَكِّرُ النَّاسِ And this was the subject of khutbah. That he used to recite the ayat of Quran and remind people. So this sermon of Jummah is actually to remind people. And as I explained when we were reading Suratul Jummah, actually this is the weekly meeting of Hizbullah, the party of Allah, which is to strive to establish the deen of Allah on earth. And for that purpose, they must keep fresh in their minds the ideology of Islam. If this ideology becomes dim, then you know their motivation will decrease. Their commitment will decrease. So refresh the ideology, refresh the ideology. The basic thought, the basic ideology, it must be refreshed every week. Suratul Fajr and Suratul Balad are another pair. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل اذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر صدق الله العظيم. As I said before also, this subject of the oaths of Quran is a very difficult subject. Somewhere it's easy to understand what is muqsam bihi, what is muqsam alayh. With what the oath is being taken, on what the oath is being taken. And there is a rational connection between the two. But at most of the other places, there are several, you know, interpretations and several meanings given by Mufassireen. But there are places where we can't say surely what is the exact meaning. Wal Fajr, by the dawn. Now I understand that, as I said before, وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا أَصْفَرْ, it denoted in Surah Al-Muddassir the advent of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beginning of the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا أَصْفَرْ, in the same way, I think that here also, it is being pointed in that direction, by the dawn. وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, and by the 10 nights. Mostly people think these are the 10 nights of Zulhijjah. First 10 days of Zulhijjah. They are very sacred. وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ, by the even and the odd. Many sayings are there about the interpretation. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ, and by the night when it departs. This again, as far as I think, denotes to the advent of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The night is departing. وَاللَّيْلِ is adbar. وَالصُّبْحِ is asfar. So in the beginning, fajr, and the end, وَاللَّيْلِ is yasr. And then the night, by the night, when it departs. هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ, is there not in that an oath for a man? Now, the historical events, only brief mentions of قوم عاد and ثمود and so on. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ, didn't you see what your Lord did with the nation of عاد? How he dealt with them? إِرَمْ ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ, of Iram, having very high pillars. They say that Iram was the name of the city. عاد was name of the nation. Iram was the city. And that is said generally, Jannatul Shaddad. Shaddad was an emperor of Aad. And he has, you know, a city he established, a very beautiful, all gardens. And then on the ramparts there were very high pillars. So Iram Azatil Imad, that city of Iram, which had very high pillars. Allati lam yukhlaq misluha fil bilad, the like of whom were never created in the lands. That was for the first time. It must be at least 6,000 years from now. And there was some news that now this city has been seen under the desert. There are the remnants of the city present. Now, because there are techniques with which they can see what is beneath the soil. Otherwise, over it is a very bad desert. Nothing stands over there. Everything sinks into the sand. Quick sands. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ إِرَمَ ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ الَّتِي لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ وَثَمُودَ الَّذِينَ جَابُوا الصَّخْرَ بِالْوَادِ. And didn't you see what your Lord did with Samud? Who carved the rocks in the valleys. They can be seen till today in Hijr, about 100 miles northwest of Medina. There are, you know, in the mountains, they have carved big halls, big houses, palaces. They are still mawjood. وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ, and then you see how your Lord dealt with Fir'aun. The Fir'aun who had the 10 pegs, you know, ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ. So big an army, that with that army there used to be tents. And to erect the tents, they needed pegs. So even the pegs were so great in number that several hundred horses or camels were carrying the pegs only. So Fir'aun Azil Awtad, this became his name. Allazina Tahaw fil Bilad. Those who transgressed in the lands. Now this Tughyani is with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whosoever transgresses from the limits of obedience. Because for jinns and humans, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Whosoever rises above this level, so he is Tughyan, Taghut. الَّذِينَ تَغَوْا فِي الْبِلَادِ فَأَكْسَرُوا فِيهَا الْفَسَادِ. And as a result, they multiplied therein corruption and mischief. Now these are two dimensions. Tagha against Allah and fasad among the mankind. When you are transgressing against Allah, then you know there shall be oppressions, there will be killings, there will be all sorts of mischiefs and miscreants. So this is two aspects. Ibadullah, Hukukullah or Hukukul-Ibad. Regarding Hukukullah, they transgressed. Regarding Hukukul-Ibad, they created corruption and mischief in the land. فَصَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْتَ عَذَابٍ. So your Lord, let loose on them the lashes of punishment. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Verily, your Lord is ever on the watch. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. These are the two central ayat of this surah, and they give you the central theme of this surah. Before this, 14 ayat, all small, small, small. After that also, then from 17th onwards, very small ayat. But these are long ayat, too. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ, as for man, إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ, whenever his Lord tries him, tests him, by honoring him and blessing him, he says, فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ. He honors him and blesses him. Then he says, my Lord has honored me. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ. But when his Lord tries him and tests him, فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ, and straightens or restricts for him his sustenance, فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. Then he says, my Lord has humiliated me. What is wrong in it? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you wealth, all the, you know, blessings of this world, if you say Allah has honored me, is it wrong? If you are poor and, you know, your needs are not fulfilled, if you say Allah has humiliated me, what's wrong in it? He is not attributing it to any other God, Allah. Allah has honored me. Allah has humiliated me. But what's the wrong? What's the mistake? The mistake is that if Allah gives you plenty, this is also a test, not honor. And if He gives you less, this is also a test, not humiliation. Both conditions are equal in this respect. They are for testing. The honor will be on that day. Whosoever is honored on that day, he will be honored. ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُدْ. يَوْمَ Allah will gather them. And that day will be ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُدْ. So actually, to think that this is honor, this is wrong. If you are poor, you think you have been humiliated, this is wrong. Both conditions are equal. They are tests. Rather, they should be one step further. Now these are, you know, steps. Guidance and, you know, going on the wrong path, step by step. The highest, ذَلَّ ذَلَالًا بَعِيدًا would be, then if Allah has given you something and you know, blessed you, you say this is from Lat or Uzza or Manat. And when you are in trouble, you say that Hubal is perhaps angry from me. But this is the shirk. This is the worst, you know, thing that can a man can adopt. But you come lower down. Well, Allah has honored me. Allah has humiliated me. Comparing to that person, he is on a better place. That he is attributing honor or humiliation to Allah, not to any other God. But if he thinks that in this world what is given to him is honor, and if there is poverty or something of that type, then it is humiliation. It is wrong. Neither the honor is honor nor humiliation is humiliation. Both are equal. But there is certain a further level of guidance. You may think that the testing by way of inflictions and sort of pain, this test is greater, harder than the test when he blesses, when he gives plenty. No. Real case is the reverse. When he gives you plenty, you will tend to forget him. When you are in need, you will turn to him. So that examination, that test is worse than the test of poverty or pain. Because if you are, you know, enjoying life, rejoicing, everything in plenty, then you will forget Allah. If you are in pain, if you are afflicted by something, you will turn to Allah. And that is what happened with Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah. When you know from the government level, the idea of creativity of Quran, that Quran is also created. This aqidah was being enforced by the state, by government. And he stood up, I am not going to accept this. Eetuni bishayi min kitabillahi wa sunnati rasooli yataqul. If you can produce some argument, some proof from the book of Allah or the sayings of his prophet, then I will say. If you can't produce any proof, I won't accept. He was beaten. They say he was beaten in a way that even if elephant was beaten in that way, you know, that would have not been able to bear it. But he never wept. He took all the beatings. But then the conditions changed. Now the Khalifa, who took over from the former Khalifa, he believed in the same thing in which Ahmad ibn Hanbal believed. Now from the court of the Khalifa, a messenger came with some gold pieces, ashrafis, dinars, that the Khalifa has sent this for you as a gift, as a present. Now he wept. Oh Allah, I can't stand this test. This is harder. To be able to resist temptation is more difficult than to resist the persecution. So these are the three levels. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. No. It's not the honor. You are mistaken. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ وَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. No. This is not humiliation. Allah. No, not at all. بَلْ لَا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ. But your characters, most of you have fallen down so much regarding morality that you don't honor the orphan. This is the condition of the Arabian society at that time. They had gone so low, generally speaking. There were exceptions, but generally. لَا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ وَلَا تَحَاضُّونَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. And you do not urge others even to feed the needy and hungry. وَتَاكُلُونَ التُرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا. and you eat up all the inheritance with devouring greed. Don't let take anybody else, anything else. Take all the inheritance. This was the practice with them. The older son, he inherited everything. Nothing to even the younger sons. Nothing. What to speak of daughters? So, تَاكُرُونَ التُرَاسَ أَكْلَ اللَّمَّةِ وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّةِ. And you love wealth with abounding love. كَلَّا. Certainly not. إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكًّا دَكًّا. When the earth will be crushed into powder, or when the earth will be beaten flat by continuous beating. These are two translations done by two sons of Shah Waliullah Dehlvi. Shah Rafiuddin, Rahimahullah, and Shah Abdul Qadir. One has translated, when the earth will be crushed into powder. And the other, when the earth will be beaten flat by continuous beating and beating and beating and beating. So, it becomes flat. No mountains, nothing of the sorts, no heights, no depths. No oceans. We have read that the seas will be flowed out and they will become dry. So the whole earth will be one piece, plain, simple, and stretched. This we have already read in Surah Al-Inshiqaq. وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ. It will be stretched. So that it holds all the mankind at once. Standing before the Lord. Because this is going to become the ground where you know that reckoning and judgment will be passed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we say in Persian, Qissa-e zameen, Barsar-e zameen. This is the matter of this earth, whatever we have earned, working here, living here. So all the matters will be decided here. So the next ayah is very important. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will himself descend to this earth. We can't say how this descent will be. But this is it. Just as we had the hadith, that every night, in the small hours of the morning, Allah comes down to the nearest heaven, Samaat Dunya. And then, it is called Hal min mustaghfirin faghfir lah. Is there anybody asking for forgiveness? So I should forgive him? Hal min sa'ilin fa'utiyahu. Is there someone requesting me something so that I should grant it to him? Now, one step more. Every night he comes to the first heaven. On that day, he will descend further and he will come on this earth. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ. And your Lord and the angels rank upon rank. وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. Now this flattened earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's descent, the angels and all the humans, from Adam till the last man, of his progeny, which will come in this earth, in this world, till the end of this world. وَجِيَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمِ. And then, the hell will be brought face to face with them. يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ. On that day, man will receive admonition. He will be reminded. He will come to his senses. وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. Now to what avail? His coming to senses. His getting the admonition. His getting the reminding now is of no avail. فَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. He will say, would that I had forwarded some good for this life of mine. Now it will dawn upon him, this is the life. I thought that life in that world was the real life. That was only a preface to life. The real book of life has opened today. And alas, I sent nothing for this life. I kept working, 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 only for that life. The requirements or the facilities, conveniences or luxuries of this life. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي فَيَوْمَئِذِ لَا يُعَذِّبُ عَذَابَهُ أَحَدٌ. So none can chastise as he shall chastise on that day. وَلَا يُوسِقُ وَسَاقَهُ أَحَدٌ. And no one can bind anyone as he shall bind these disbelievers. They will be bound and chastised. In the end, these four small ayat are very heartening. And blessed are the souls to whom Allah will say these words. You can only pray that Allah includes us also. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutmainnah. Oh, you soul that remained at peace. Nafs mutmainnah. Nafs lawwama in Surah Qiyamah. Nafs ammara in Surah Yusuf. Nafse mutmainna. This is the highest spiritual station for the soul and spirit of man. And what is this itminan? Whether something good is coming to you or whether something which is unpleasant coming to you, you stand there like a rock. Not to be influenced by these changing conditions. Whatever is coming from my Lord. Harch saqi marikh tani altafast. And you are there, firm. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَابُوا. So you are nafs mutmainna. The contented soul. The satisfied soul. The soul or spirit which is at peace with himself. To be at peace with yourself is also not easy job. Repenting, what this happened, why happened, this should not have happened, what I did, I should not have done this. You are there, wavering this way, that way. But if you have accepted Allah as your Lord, whatever has come, it's from Him. Na shabad naseebe dushman ke shabad halake tegat sare dostan salamat ki tu khanjar azmai. Oh Allah, whatever you pleases, I am ready. At least we should be like Hazrat Ismail when he said to his father Ibrahim, Satajaduni inshaAllah min as-sabirin. Oh father, go on. Go ahead. Do what you have been commanded to do. And God willing, you will find me forbearing, patient. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutmainnah. Oh, the contented and satisfied soul, irji'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiyah. Now return unto your Lord, well pleased by your Lord, and well pleasing to your Lord. Your Lord is pleased with you, and you will be pleased with Him. Radiyatan mardiyah. And many times we find the verse, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُمْ. Allah was pleased with them and they were pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will happen in the paradise or Jannah. But here also you should remain pleased with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides for you. No complaint. We read it in Surah At-Taghabun. مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ تُرْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّةً فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. Now go and enter my bondsmen, my servants, من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. Now you will have the company of them. وَادْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Go and enter my garden, my paradise. Surah Al-Balad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لا اقسم بهذا البلد وانت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد لقد خلقنا الانسان في كبد. Three ayats consisting of oaths. The fourth one is the statement on which these oaths have been taken. So understand first that fourth ayah. لَقَدْ خَنَقْلَ الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Verily we have created man in toil, hardships, sufferings. This life is full of hardships, sufferings. You know what happened to Mahatma Gautam Buddha? He saw different forms of sufferings. A child dying and the parents standing and weeping, can't do anything. Why? Why is it so? A blind man falling down. Why is it blind? Then he left his palace, wife, son. I must solve, you know, the riddle of this universe. What is this? Why this suffering? Sarvam dukkham. This is the main idea of Buddhism. All is suffering, agony, pain. Ghalib says, Qaid-e hayat o bande gham, asal mein dono ek hain. Maut se pehle aadmi gham se nijat paaye kyun? Life contains hardships and sufferings, agonies, pains. But the second stage we have read already in Shikak. After suffering here, then you will be standing before your Lord also. The animals, they suffer here, yes, but they don't, they will never be questioned before their Lord. But this is the tragedy of mankind. Now the oaths on this. La uqsimu bihadhal balad. Verily I swear by this city. That is Makkah. Makkah was hard for living. No vegetation. Nothing grew over there. Bivadin ghairi zizar. Not an easy or pleasant place to live. وَأَنْتَ حِلُّمْ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدْ. Over and above that, and you, O Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are a dweller in this city. And you will be permissible in this city. What does it mean? Number one, that people are persecuting you here. First of all, the city is hard to live. Then now you are having the hardship because these disbelievers, they are opposing you. They are calling you names. They are saying you have gone mad. So this is another toil, another suffering, another dimension of suffering. And the other meaning is that you will be permissible. One day will come, and that is the victory of Makkah, when you will be allowed to make warfare in this city. Otherwise, it is forbidden city. This is Baladul Haram. No fighting here. And this was the tradition of the Arabs. That even if a person was searching for the killer, murderer of his father for years together, and couldn't find him. But then he saw him in Makkah, in Haram. But he won't say anything to him. Don't do any harm. He is in Makkah. This is Baladul Amin, Baladul Haram. But one day will be for you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ban will be lifted. Your struggle will reach that place. 13 or 14 persons were killed on the day of the victory of Makkah. وَوَالِدٍ وَمَا وَلَدٍ. And another manifestation of this toil and hardship. The begotter and the begotten. Now father has to look after the child. To provide for the child. This is not an easy job, rearing the children, bringing them up. Hardship, hardship over hardship, hardship over hardship. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. We have created man in hardship and toil. أَيَحْسَبُ أَلَّا يَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدْ. Does he think that nobody will be able to have power over him? يَقُولُ أَهْلَكْتُ مَعَلَى اللُّبَدَى. And he says, boastingly, well, ask 100 abundant wealth in charity. They used to boast. I fed so many people. I helped so many people. أَيَحْسَبُ أَلَّمْ يَرَهُ أَحَدْ. Does he think that nobody observed him? If he was doing for Allah, so Allah is seeing, he has seen, no use saying it. But if it was to show off to the people, then you will have no reward from Allah. Simple. يَقُولُ أَهْلَكْتُ مَعَلَى اللُّوَدَى أَيَحْسَبُ أَلَّمْ يَرَهُ أَحَدْ. Now the blessings of man. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْن. Didn't we give him two eyes to see? وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْن. And a tongue and two lips with the help of which you speak. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْن. And we guided him to the two highways. Now the interpretation of these two highways is number one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put, as we shall find in the next surah, the knowledge of good and evil is inherent in human souls. So as if Allah has already guided them. This way is wrong, this way is correct. This is good, this is bad. Telling a lie is bad. Speaking the truth is good. Everybody knows. Fulfilling the promise is good. Going back on their promise, bad. To be respectful to your parents, good. To be disrespectful, bad. Who doesn't know it? So we have already guided him to the two highways. But another interpretation is that the breasts of the mother, the child is born, baby, knows nothing. But as if some had taught him, someone, that your food is there in the breast of your mother. Go and suck it. Nobody has to train him. If that training was not already given to him, how would you feed that child, that baby? So this is the other interpretation, and I prefer this interpretation. فَلَقْتَهَمَ الْعَقَبَةَ. Despite our blessings, man has not been able to cross the narrow valley, which is very high. Aqaba. In high mountains, narrow valleys, man didn't cross them. What do you mean by that? The explanation is coming in the following ayat. What is that? Mamadraka malakawa. Do you know? What will make you understand what is this Aqaba? What is this narrow valley at the height? Fakku raqaba. Freeing of a slave. You set a slave free. Service to mankind. Sympathy with your human fellow beings. To be able to spend your money to relieve your fellow beings from pain and suffering. This is the narrow bottleneck which man, due to his niggardliness, singleness, he can't cross due to love of wealth. فَكُّ رَقَبَةٍ أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَةٍ. Or feeding on a day of hunger, when there is famine, when there is drought, and if you have some store of grain, some stock, normally you like to keep it. But whosoever can share this with the fellow beings, although he sees that maybe He will need it tomorrow. But no. اِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَةٍ يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبَةٍ. An orphan who is also a relative. قرابتدار. Who is a kin. أَوْ مِسْكِينًا ذَا مَتْرَبَةٍ. Or a needy man lying in the dust. This is the narrow valley which you cross. That is, you have let loose the brake. The love for wealth is the brake. Your car cannot go. You are pushing the accelerator. But the brake is there. Your car cannot move. So whatever you try, you cannot be a righteous person unless you are relieved of this love for wealth. And this subject we have read in detail in Suratul Hadid. اَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ إِنَّ الْمُصَّدِّقِينَ وَالْمُصَّدِّقَاتِ وَأَقْرَضُوا اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعَفُ لَهُمْ وَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. Those who pass this narrow bottleneck and then they have faith, then you know their characters, their moral character, it will go up and up and up. But you have to open the brake first, and that brake is the love of wealth. When you have passed this through this narrow valley, summa kana min allazina amanu wa tawasaw bis sabri wa tawasaw bil marhaba. And then you join those people who have faith, who believe, and who exhort each other for patience and exhort each other for compassion. Now this is Suratul Asr written over here. Wal Asr, innal insana lafi khusr illa allazina amanu wa amilus salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. The only difference is amilus salihat has been taken first. Freeing a slave, feeding the hungry. This is amal salih. In Suratul Asr, iman, then amal salih. Then tawasi bil haq, then tawasi bil sabr. Here the sequence is different. The most important amal salih, sympathy for your fellow beings. Fakku raqabatin, aw it'amun fi yawmin zi masqabatin, yateeman za maqrabatin, aw miskinan za matraba, mentioned here. Now you join that band, that group, that Hezbollah, who has faith, and they exhort each other, sabr for sabr and marhaba. Ulaika ashabul maymana. These are the people to whom their records will be handed over in their right hands. Wallazina kafaru bi ayatina. As for those who belie our revelations, whom ashabul mashama. They are the people to whom their record will be handed over in their left hands. Alayhim narum musada. They will be in the fire, but the fire will be vaulted over, closed from upside. You know, if there is an oven and it is closed from above, then all the heat is within. If there is some opening, then heat goes out also. But closed, musada. Alayhim narum musada. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Now let me give you an introduction. Two pairs of two surahs each, going to make a collection of four surahs. Surah of Noor and Zulmat. Light and darkness. There are opposites in this universe. Good, bad. Height and low. All these things. Contradictions. But with these contradictions, this universe is working. And without these contradictions, there would be no working of this universe. But there is another contradiction, and that is within you. The urge to do good and the urge to do bad, evil. Both are within you. You have the nafs-e ammara, which is urging you for something bad. Inna nafsa la maratum bisu. You have that spirit. It wants to pull you up towards your Lord. So, this Noor and Zulma, light and darkness, as they are opposed to each other, in the same way, good and evil, they are opposed to each other. So in these surahs you will find, in the first, 8 ayat consist of oaths and very small, you know, statement on which this oath has been taken. In the next surah, there will be 3 ayat for oaths, and then on what the oath is taken, it is detailed somewhat. Then the third is Surah Al-Duha, the highest level to which a human can rise, and that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam talking to him personally at an absolutely personal level. Surah Al-Duha and Surah Al-Insyirah. These 4 surahs, very beautiful, very important, and the subject gradually develops. As if you know, there is a flower bud. It has not exfoliated. The petals are there in that bud, but they are not visible. When this flower opens up, this bud, now the petals are visible. So you will find, you know, the gist, the essence in the first surah, that is Surah Al-Shams. Then it will open up, it will be explained, dilated upon in Surah Al-Layl. And then it reaches its zenith in Surah Al-Duha and Surah Al-Insyirah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wash-shamsi wa duhaha. By the sun and its brightness. Wal-qamari idha talaha. And by the moon when it follows the sun. Tala yatlu means to follow. This tilawa, tilawatul Quran, this word is derived from this root. In reading Quran, we follow with the text. And some of the people, you know, they move their fingers along with the text. You might have seen. So, it's a following. You are following the text. But the exact literal meaning of tala yatlu is to follow someone. By the sun and its brightness, and by the moon when it follows the sun. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا. And by the day when it reveals the sun, as if day has shown us the sun. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَخْشَاهَا. And by the night, when it enshrouds the sun, covers the sun. Sun is gone, not visible. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا. And by the heaven, and as he created it, built it. Or by him who has created it. These are 2 ways of translating this. Ma. Vasamai. And by the heaven. Vama banaha. And the way Allah has created it. Or by him who has created it. Wal ard vama tahaha. And by the earth. And by him who created it, spread it. Or by the earth and as it has been spread. وَنَفْسِمْ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. And by the human soul and as he has finished it, created it, finished it, given him the finishing touches. These are the 8 ayat. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Then he has inspired in it, in the soul, human soul, with the consciousness of the wickedness and piety. This human soul is not blind. It sees. This is right, this is wrong. This is good, this is bad. These basic moral values are inherent in human spirit. Human soul. Man knows by his very nature, this is good, this is bad. This is evil, this is good. Now what is the statement on which these 8 oaths have been taken? Now, if there are differences, there will be different ends also. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ اِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ اِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَاللَّيْلِ اِذَا يَخْشَاهَا وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. All these oaths are on this statement. Successful will be only who? That who purifies this nafs. And whosoever buries it, dasaha, whosoever buries it in the dust, he is a failure, he is doomed. This ayah has first once more come in Surah Al-A'la. Sabbih isma rabbika al-A'la. Qad aflaha man tazakka. Qad aflaha man tazakka. Half of the statement was there. But here this statement, if you see the day and the night, if you see the sun and the moon, if you see the sky and the earth, if you are seeing all these things different, so the end will be different. If the good and evil are different, then you know there are going to be two goals, two ends. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Definitely, successful will be one who purifies his soul. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. دَسَّا يَدُسُّ. We had read it, that a Bedouin, when it was told to him that a daughter has been born, then he kept on thinking, should I keep her despite all this humiliation, or I should go and bury him in the dust, in the sand. That is دَسَّاهَا. I told you, if this nafs has not been purified, if this id and libido has overwhelmed it, what does it mean? As if this soul or spirit is dead and buried in this grave. Now this body of mine is a grave for this soul. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Now this happens at the individual level, and this happens also at the collective level. So collective level is mentioned in the remaining five ayat of this surah, which we shall take, inshallah, tomorrow. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim, wa nafa'ani wa iyaakum bil ayati wa zikr al-hakim.